There were funeral services today for the Roxbury teenager who was shot and killed outside his high school last week. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports that as Raekwon Brown was laid to rest, Boston police were still asking anybody with information about the murder to come forward.
It was a scene of both grief and hope today, as a slain teenager's life was both mourned and celebrated. Some would say you don't really know a person until you hear from those who knew them. There was so much to know about this young man. Community activists, religious leaders, elected officials joined the family of Raekwon Brown and his fellow students from the Jeremiah E. Burke School at funeral services today at the Charles Street AME Church in Roxbury. The 17-year-old high school junior was shot less than a half block from his school last week while he was out of the building during a fire alarm. Headmaster Linda McIntyre was among the mourners today.
This is the day that we celebrate the life of our young warrior.
Raekwon Brown, she said, stood out for many reasons. He was easygoing, happy.
School wasn't school without him. And he is somebody who came in not at his best, but when he took the math MCAS, he had a 90% student growth percentile. And his challenge before leaving this earth was watch me get an A in science.
And she says he had just earned that A. Assistant headmaster Amilcar Silva was also there today.
Everybody loved him. You know, the smile on his face all the time.
Among the mourners, Dr. Sean Palfrey, longtime pediatrician from Boston Medical Center.
I know this family. I've been their pediatrician for decades, and I know them well. It's just totally tragic. Absolutely. What a lovely guy. Just sweet and caring, and this seemed so remarkably random.
Raekwon was the youngest of nine children. His eight brothers and sisters joined his parents in a procession from the church following a horse-drawn carriage carrying Raekwon to his final resting place at Oaklawn Cemetery in Roslindale. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.